are a strange and odd variety of people.
And we bring
their
stories to you so that you may learn not to be like them, children.
Well, there's someone in Louisiana that the cops have dubbed the Neat Freak Bandit.
Sort of sounds a little bit like some of my OCD.
Right.
Except I wouldn't take your stuff.
Right. I kind of want this guy to come to my house. I'm going to be honest with you. Because he...
Do we know it's a guy or is it somebody's mother?
Well, he left clothes behind at one place. So we're pretty sure. He picked up some strawberries someone had left at the door and put them on the kitchen table of this home. Took a shower. Changed his clothes. However, he left his dirty jeans behind. And $51 in cash.
So he used their home to clean up and then he paid them for the service, generally speaking.
It says he didn't take anything. He just like brought the strawberries in, took a shower, cleaned up a little bit.
Everything your teenager won't do.
He left his dirty jeans, but hey, you know what?
Still,
if you're going to leave me 51 bucks, you can leave your dirty jeans on my floor. I'm good with that.
I'll probably wash my shower for you.
You can use my shower for $51. I mean, I'm good with that. What?
B&E is not a good thing, kids, but showers are.
The Neat Freak Bandit. I want him to give lessons to teenagers. Just general helpfulness.
Louisiana, you're just a whole different animal when it comes to the people down there, and we love you for it.
Okay, I think it's fairly well known that I don't like things that don't have legs. Can we just make that like the overwhelming? Dean and I have what we call the leg rule, where if it has less than less than two or more than four legs, it's icky. Okay?
Okay.
Fish fall under this category. Love to eat them. Don't like to play with them or touch them.
Yeah.
Just saying. I found a fish that's kind of really weirding me out. It's called a stonefish. Have you ever heard of this fish, Caleb?
No.
They have switchblades in their face.
What? Is it a Crip or a Blood?
It's scary looking. As if their deadly venom and spiny exteriors weren't enough, scientists at the University of Kansas have found that stonefish also have a hidden switchblade on their face that they can flick out whenever they feel they're in danger.
Yikes.
I know. This bony blade-like protrusion is called a lacrimal saber. Because it's located on the bone under the fish's eyes, which is your lacrimal area. Scary sounding name for a scary sounding fish.
Where did those populate?
They're not in this area, thank goodness. They're in the Indo-Pacific region. So
cross that off the summer vacation list.
Not gonna go snorkeling there.
Yikes.
Yeah. So that's fun. So watch out for fish with, you know, knives in their faces. Cause
sharp, pointy knives.
They're not friendly.
Oh, my goodness. Yikes, nature.
You've heard of the Leaning Tower of Pisa, right?
Yes.
Like, we all know about this. Did you know that there's a Leaning Millennium Tower starting here in the U.S.?
Really?
Were you aware of this?
Was it on purpose?
I was not. No. So, San Francisco, the Millennium Tower is sinking.
Wow.
And it's starting to lean.
Oh, dear.
Which is a problem. So they've come up with a plan. A $500 million plan. Yeah.
Is there a plan B?
Okay, that's like $500 million, right? I mean,
what in the world?
They're proposing that I love this plan. They're proposing to drill piles into the bedrock on one side and let the other side keep sinking for a few years until it straightens itself out. Seems legit.
I don't know how much it costs to build a tower, but wouldn't it be less expensive to just blow the whole thing up and build another one?
Right.
For $500 million?
Well, and here's the thing. This tower is less than 10 years old.
Oh, wow.
It was completed in 2009, and it has sunk about 17 inches. It is leaning 14 inches.
Whoa, that is listing quite a bit.
Yeah. But it just seems a little risky to like, let's drill some piles into the bedrock and then not just on one side. We'll
That'll
just
work.
Let the other
let's
side
Let's undermine
keep
the
leaning.
Foundation of the tower
right.
that's already leaning.
Just let it start leaning the other way. What this?
Not an architect,
I'm not
but
an
I don't
engineer,
know.
But no, not so
See
sure.
See how that works for you, San Francisco.
Good luck, San Francisco. Hope your tower gets fixed. Well, a visitor from Seattle visited Chicago's Boca Restaurant. This sounds like a pretty swanky place and one of those places I can't honestly afford. Because his bill for six people came to $769.
Wow.
So, I mean, it's a nice place.
Sure.
Okay. But here's the thing. He was so impressed with the food and service that he decided to tip the restaurant's 17 employees individually. He just handed them each a $100 bill.
Wow.
And he gave an additional tip onto that $769 bill. He tipped a 39% tip, which is $300.
Goodness.
Like,
here's a tip, work at Boca.
Well, look at how generous and what that totally made these people's day.
Yeah.
I mean, $100. Yeah, okay, cost of living is higher in Chicago, but that'll really boost your night, you know?
Yeah, my goodness.
How wonderful. I love when people can just be generous and appreciate good service, and it warms my heart. I am so happy. The man is only identified as Mike from Seattle. He tipped a total of $2,000.
Wow.
So, yeah.
Kudos, Mike wonderful? From Seattle.
Thank you, Mike from Seattle, for spreading some love and joy in the world.
And here's the thing. You might not be able to hand out $100 bills today, right, but a smile costs you nothing, right?
Absolutely.
So, hey, this is Caleb from Mornings with Caleb and Hillary. Thanks so much for taking a listen to this. You can catch us weekday mornings from 7 to 9 Central Time on 103.7 FM, 94.3, 93.5, 93.7, and anytime on WWIB.com or via the TuneIn app.